Well, when we set out to get into this 40-day journey, we had a number of things that were purposed for our lives. And one of the things that was really critical for me is that as individuals and as a church, we would set new rhythms, new disciplines of Bible reading. I know some of you, for the first time, you said, you know, I've never actually done the church Bible reading before, and every day you were reading something that we were going to be talking about on Sunday. I pray that that keeps going forward. In fact, we're going to be jumping into a series next week about Ezra and how God restores and renews. And so you're not going to find the devotional on the 40 page anymore. Just go to the app or go to the church website, look for devotionals. We're starting tomorrow with a video devotional and then reading all week long about Ezra. So I pray that that keeps going. Some of you fasted for the first time ever, and I hope you keep that rhythm going on in your life. Some of you listen for God's voice in different ways, all kinds of ways that God really set new things in our lives. So my prayer is that it would keep going. And some of you have had prayers answered, and some of you are still praying through things. And so we made a determination that we're going to keep our prayer wall up in the main lobby there and up until Easter. And so if you need to fill out a card and put something up on that prayer wall, that's going to be up there for the next month and a half. And all you do is you write your name on the front and a prayer request on the back. So nobody sees the prayer request, but they see your name. And you're offering that prayer in faith. And so every day and every week, people walk by and pick a name that they're going to pray for. And we're going to continue to see God do things in our midst, in our church family, beyond the 40-day journey. But what today is purpose for is to share what God has been doing in our lives. So I'm going to talk a little less, and we're going to have our church family talk a little more. And we're going to be challenged to celebrate, but both to persevere in the good times and in the hard times. But what we're trusting is that in every circumstance today, we will see that God is lifted up. So we're going to have three thoughts, three movements, three reflections today. So let's jump right in. A journey of 40 days can reset our minds on God's covenant relationship with us. What we've studied is that Noah, Moses, Elijah, Jonah, they all go through this challenging journey, and all of their journeys were filled with big acts of faith. Noah had to build a boat in the desert when nobody else believed in God's truth. Elijah was despised because of his faithfulness, and it caused him to go into a great depression. Jonah was wrestling with the posture of his heart and God's character. But what we see is in the end, when they got to the completion of what God was forming and doing in their lives, they understood that the great purpose that God had for them was that he was restoring something that was old, not necessarily forming something new. In fact, specifically, he restored his initial covenant with them. Can we go to the end of Noah's story in Genesis chapter 9? Noah's been in, there's been rain for 40 days and 40 nights. He's actually been in the boat for over a year. And then it says, God blessed Noah and his sons and told them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth. Where does that language from? Anyone? Genesis 1. That was the covenant God made with Adam. And God was like, Noah, you went through this all, and I want to remind you, I'm bringing you back to the original purpose that I had for you. In Exodus 33:1, we see Moses, after he's gone up and down the mountain and been up there 40 days, three different times, the Lord said to Moses, get going, you and the people you brought from the land of Egypt. Go up to the land I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I told them, I'm going to give this land to their descendants. Moses was being restored to the original covenant. Noah's being restored to the original covenant. You know what the challenge is sometimes in our lives? When we go through experiences with God or we try to connect with God, we're always saying, God, show me something new. What's my future? What's my job? What's my next step? God, I want to keep going forward. You know what my reflection was in the 40 days? God actually wants to bring us back. He doesn't want us necessarily to give something new, innovative. He wants to bring us back to what? Relationship with him. The only thing that matters that God wanted closeness with Adam in the garden. He walked in closeness with Adam in the garden. The promise to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob was that I'm going to give you a land where I can be central to your worship. And what God has been forming in us is not necessarily something that's brand new. It's something restorative back to, I want to be central to your lives. Don't always look for something new. Look for something that's been there since the beginning of time. A journey of 40 days like this can remind us of God's power. Because in these journeys, two of them that we studied the temptation of Jesus. And then this week, if you were doing the Bible reading, you would have read about how at the end of Jesus' 40 days before his ascension, after his resurrection, God demonstrated and God spoke very clearly about his power, not only over life and death, but to the broken places of our lives and the broken places in our world. So let's go to Luke chapter 4. And this is from a few weeks ago when we were looking at Jesus' temptation. He's baptized. We've just experienced a baptism. He goes through 40 days in the wilderness. He's hungry. He's being tempted. And then we pick up the story. It says, then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power, and reports about him spread quickly through the whole region. And what begins to happen is as Jesus begins to pray and Jesus begins to heal people, as the Holy Spirit's working through him, people come to faith because of what God is doing. Similarly, we would see Jesus speak this to his followers, the disciples, right before he ascends back to heaven in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We can put that on the screen. He reminds them, as they take time to seek God and be close with him, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even until the ends of the earth. So as the disciples were going to receive the Holy Spirit, what was the gift of the Holy Spirit for? It was for the purposes of ministry, for the purposes of bringing people back to God and helping people understand that God has a plan and love for them. And when God starts to move in his power, people start to see God in different ways. And your testimony can be an amazingly powerful tool that helps people come to know Jesus. I'm a student of theology. I think it's critical that we get theology correct. And I actually think that many followers of Jesus, they end up having some of these crises of faith moments because what they've believed hasn't actually been founded in Scripture. It's something they felt that's really important, or they've heard something, but they've never studied it. Is this what the Bible actually teaches me? And so our faith gets rocked as we're followers of Jesus if we don't have our theology correct. But before we come to Jesus, it's not usually a deep study of theology that brings us to Jesus. It's usually a testimony of a changed life. When someone's able to go, I was here, I am now here, because I've trusted in God my Savior. I was here, and now things are different because of what God has been doing. And in these 40-day journeys, Jesus comes back and says, Jesus comes and he's filled with the Holy Spirit, reports about him spread. He tells his disciples, you're going to be my witness by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so one of the things we wanted to do today is we wanted to have two of our family members be able to share with our family to go, hey, this is the power of God working in my life. So I want you to invite Diane Saw and Jake Gonzalez to come, and they're going to share with it. Invite them up to the stage. Come on. Nobody likes getting onto a stage. But over the last number of days months-long journey here, Diane, it's just kind of culminating. But then with Jake specifically, a 40-day journey within the 40 days, we just wanted to give them some time to be able to share, here's what God's been doing in my life.
I sought the Lord, and he heard and he answered. My family's been through a year-long journey of mountaintop and valley experiences, and that song has become our anthem. In 2003, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, so I had surgery, I had treatment, and they said to me, there's a 95% chance this is never going to come back. Fast forward 20 years, I get a call saying, we've found something in your mammogram, we need to pursue this. So they did an ultrasound, it's inconclusive. Surgeon says, I'm going to do a biopsy. I just want to make sure that this is really nothing. She calls me. She says, it's not malignant, But I'm still not happy with it. Talk about going from a mountaintop to a valley experience in like 10 seconds flat. So she says, okay, the next step is we're going to do a partial mastectomy. So we go through, we do the partial mastectomy. Comes back that the three lesions are indeed cancer. And at this point, she says, we really need to do a total mastectomy on this. We want to make sure that this never recurs again. Well, we were able to, again, God is so good. We were able to schedule on the same day both the mastectomy and the reconstruction. This was supposed to be 11 hours of surgery. It ended up taking 7 hours. God is so good. One of the things that I wasn't worried about the surgery. I mean, I was going to be asleep. I wasn't going to feel anything. My concern was the pain I would experience afterwards. But there's nothing that's insignificant in God's eyes. We prayed about this. To today, I have never needed a painkiller. God is good. God is good. So I often wonder, you know, why do we go through these things? But I'm a firm believer in when God puts us through experiences, it's to minister to other people. And I shared this in the first service. After the first service, two people came up to me. One person said, I really needed to hear that. And the other one said, I'm going through the exact same thing right now. I just needed to hear you say this. We get the results of the biopsy of the full tissue. And the surgeon calls me and she says, we did the right thing. There were actually 4 blocks of cancer that we did not identify before. The oncologist has said, there's nothing else that we need to do. You are clear. And I say, indeed, God does not fail.
Thank you, Diane. Isn't that amazing to hear what God does that when you continue to seek and even the smallest, come on over, Jake, even the smallest of details. God is faithful, and I know you guys have been walking through some stress and walking through and the answer to prayer. So why don't you share with the family what's going on?
Good morning, Portico, and good morning to me too. It helps. It's a little bit darker over there, so I couldn't really see you. So it boosts a little bit to my confidence. So thanks, Pastor Arnold and Pastor Rick, for giving me an opportunity to share an answered prayer. It was in December 23rd of last year when our rental property became vacant. And that's a day before Christmas, and Christmas Eve, then Christmas came, then Boxing Day. I think we hit the jackpot in terms of holidays, and it's a slew that holidays we have to go through with a vacant property. And mind you, it was paying 2 mortgages simultaneously, and let's talk about pressure. It's coupled with the cold weather. Timing seems not to be on our side. And of course, these holidays are followed by New Year, when people are extremely busy with their own lives. Before the New Year, an offer already came. But the applicants backed out last minute. It was really frustrating for me and my wife due to the numerous back and forth expecting that we'll have a deal. As the days quickly pass by, tension starts to build up and Pierce creeps in. Though it's normal to be worried and anxious, my wife, Emily, and I wanted to honor her, she's with us today. We know that God has something better in store for us. A week after New Year, we had the opportunity to pray with Pastor Dog, and a few days later, an offer came. It was a sigh of relief. This is it. But to our disappointment, the applicant who checked most of the boxes, again, had a change of heart. The more me and my wife got worried, and you know when you get worried, there's a lot of tension here and there, inside, outside, you know. But the more we just leave everything out there and trusted God for the outcome. And after praying with Pastor Dog, we really, you know, felt the presence of the Lord. On January 12th, the Lord answered our prayers. Very capable tenants would be moving in as soon as possible, which are actually the words from Pastor Doug. So if you request him, make it specific. So at this time, the applicants checked not most of the boxes, but all of the boxes that we have put through and asked God for. And last but not the least, which we did not expect, there was an added bonus. To show their sincerity and that they mean business, they actually offered more as well. Wow. That actually made my wife very happy. So remember this, happy wife, happy life. And I had, better peace of mind and, and happiness. It was approximately the end of our 40-day journey from our ordeal until we handed the keys to our tenants. Indeed, it was an emotional roller coaster ride for me, my wife Emily, and our kids Jamie and Elise. But through it all, God has always been with us. Praise and glory to God for His faithfulness. He indeed never, ever fails. In Deuteronomy 31:6, it said, "Be strong and courageous." In Psalms 31:24, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you, all of us, who actually waits for the Lord." Special thanks as well to our small group. We love you guys. And to our very dear friend and realtor, Vince, who have been with us from day one, who prayed with us, who worked very hard until day 40 when we officially closed the deal. A huge answered prayer. By the way, Vince and our small group, they're part of our Portico family, and we truly, from the bottom of our hearts, love them. Thanks, Pastor Rick, and have a blessed Sunday, everyone. I hope this encouraged you a bit.
Thanks, Jake. Remember, at the beginning of these 40 days, I said my prayer that we would set new patterns in our lives, and I know that some of you don't have a testimony right now. And what we want to do is take time to pray with each other. Because I know that there are some of you that would say, we've walked through these 40 days, and this is actually some of the hardest days that I've been walking through. I can't say that this has been the great 40 days of testimony. These are actually the hard days that I'm walking through. And we've had some jokes in the last number of days with some people that had said, next year, can we just go through 20 days? Because I've actually never walked through a harder season in my life. And I know that right now, I don't know, Sheen and Sachi, are you here? Where are you guys at? I haven't seen them. I know you guys are walking through one of the most difficult times in your life. And in our own family, we were walking through with something that we're carrying. And we go, we want to be able to sing, "All my life you've been faithful." We want to say, "I will trust in God." And we are trusting in God. But there are times when God forms something in our lives and it's not easy to walk through. And so we need brothers and sisters around us that are saying, "I will pray, I will be with you, and you don't have to stand alone on this." Would there be anyone that would say, "That's my testimony right now. I'm walking through something"? Put your hands up, don't be afraid. I need help. God's forming something new in my life. Look around, this is not something we're ashamed of. This is something that we go, God is forming something new in my life. And Shane, I don't know if you're around, but if you just want to come back, I think we need to pray for each other. If you're sitting around someone with their hand up, I want to take a moment and pray. Because our third thought is that a journey of 40 days can reset our focus. And if our focus is, I serve God because there's amazing things going on in my life, that's the wrong focus. I only serve God when it's easy. And if our focus is, I only serve God because I have this victorious testimony of something I'm walking through now, that's no. The testimony is, I trust God that He will carry me through even the hardest and most challenging of days. And so we want to take a moment to pray with each other before we close our time, that our focus would be reset, that Lord, I trust you when you're good. I trust you when you're forming something new in me. And so if there's somebody that had their hand up close to you, I just want you to lay your hand on their shoulder or stretch out a hand towards them so that they don't have to walk through this moment alone. But they get to walk through this moment with their family, praying for them, resetting their focus and their reliance on God. So can we pray together? Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you that nobody walks alone, Jesus. I thank you that you are good at all times, in all things, in all ways, Lord. God, I pray that whatever you are forming in our lives, you give us strength to walk through right now, Lord. And when my heart moves to a moment of, Lord, why has my prayer not been answered? We wouldn't question you, Lord. We would look to you in those moments, Lord. We would say, Jesus, you have been faithful. You are faithful. You will be faithful. And I will see victory here, and I will see victory beyond here, God, because your Spirit is going to carry us through. Lord, so all the things that we continue to carry on our hearts and in our minds, we ask in the name of Jesus that we would see your strength when we feel weak, Lord. We would see joy, Lord, even in the midst of our mourning, Lord. God, we would find ways that we would walk in your strength and in your ability. So, Lord, regardless if we're sitting together in this room or whether we're participating online, God, give strength where strength is needed. Give hope where hope is needed. Joy where joy is needed, Lord, that no one walks feeling like you're not present, Lord. But in these formational seasons, Jesus, we feel stronger. We rely on each other and we rely on you, Holy Spirit. And God, we would never run away from 40 days. We would actually, Lord, run towards formational moments in our lives. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you, and we ask all of these things in your precious and holy name. Amen. Amen.